Hello, Damon. Thank you so much for joining me on the show all the way from Mexico City.
Hola, Mateo. It's a pleasure to speak to you, and thanks for having me.
It's really good to talk to you too. Now, I first like to start off with, so you're a senior advisor at an NGO called CDAY, this organization. Can you just start off by telling us a little bit about what this organization does in Mexico?
Sure thing. CIDE is an acronym that stands for Psicología y Derechos Humanos, Psychology and Human Rights. We were founded in 2007 by four Mexican women with the goal of working at the nexus of human development and rights to make a paradigm shift in how rural indigenous areas in Mexico can develop themselves in the context of real social, economic, and political inequality that exists in the country. What we do currently, we are a majority women team with 15 indigenous and non-indigenous full and part-time staff who speak four languages, and then another 20 mostly global consultants who help us on myriad tasks. Our specific mission is to empower rural and indigenous women and their communities to organize themselves to solve their own problems in a sustainable way, using sustainable tools.
Okay, well, that links quite nicely to our renewable energy segment. And in particular, I want to talk about you have had a recent, I guess, collaboration with a foundation called the Honneld Foundation. So I'm interested to hear how that will work and kind of how solar energy will impact your operations.
That's right, Matt. We just inked a new partnership the end of last year with the Honneld Foundation, who are investing resources into our work with particular focus on integrating solar solutions to an element of our multi-year programming we call Tech for All. Tech for All is a transformative digital inclusion ecosystem whereby we work around the three pillars for digital inclusion: the access question, the use question, and the innovation question. How do we use technology to solve problems through access, use, and innovation? For us, therefore, in a country like Mexico, specifically in areas that we work in, rural, isolated areas where the infrastructure is suspect, the first critical question is solve the access question. And the first step and that solution is deal with power or energy issues. The areas in which we work have either no access to, or more likely, inconsistent access to power. So therefore, how do you solve that in a context in which we work? You work with solar partners. You work with satellite wireless solution providers. What that looks like in practice is we're working with a San Diego-based company called Viasat, who is the second biggest satellite wireless solutions provider in the world. And they worked with us in 2022 around solar solutions to the energy question. And then what we do with that solar solution, i.e., access to satellite wireless, as a solution to that access question. The Honneld Foundation is stepping in to help us strengthen what we did in 2022 and expand what we're going to do in 2023 around solar solutions to the challenges we face and the communities in which we work face around this question.
Right. So, yeah, I mean it seems as though the real kind of focus is on sort of isolated communities. And I know that the focus is the Hidalgo state, which is just kind of north of Mexico City. So can you give us a bit of a sense of the kind of isolation or the difficulties with the isolation of this area that you're helping, and also maybe the issues related to language diversity in that area as well?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. We work in a mountainous region primarily. It's in the southeastern part of the Sierra Madre Oriental mountain chain, which originates in the border area with the United States and goes all the way through Mexico. And in this area, because of the primarily topography and geography, there is rather poor infrastructure in all senses. People cannot move freely, therefore people cannot communicate clearly and easily. Therefore, languages continue to be spoken, in many of these areas, and there's a disconnect between these communities. Therefore, it's hard for these communities to organize themselves to use their rights to negotiate solutions to their challenges. And that's where solar solutions come into play, because it really is, if you think about solar solutions in the field of community development, sustainable community development in these isolated areas, you've got to be able to walk through a door. You have to be able to go into, if you think of a living room where people can communicate with one another, solar solutions is that door. It gives us that access to these conversations and, frankly, access to use other technologies, satellite wireless, Zoom conference software, cloud-based organizational tools like Google Workspace or Slack. Then you get into the software questions of Adobe or Canva or Microsoft. So yeah, solar is the gateway. It's the portal that we have to walk through in order to access these other technology solutions.
It really sounds as though it's sort of, I guess, tailor-made for this scenario, and it's very heartening to see renewable energy having a kind of impact on these rural communities and hopefully having an impact on the sort of education in those communities as well. So, Damon, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us about C-Day and this partnership with the Honnold Foundation.
It's a pleasure, Matt. Thanks for taking the time.